So you drag her on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tell Rajin, bitch, we love rock, man, rock, he. I shall we lay, he lay, he
Ashhadu ilaha illa Muhammad wa Rasulullah. We welcome you to the Block Talk Radio Station. Message of concern, root of racism, white supremacists. Wouldn't have no white supremacists, you wouldn't have an image, a false image of God up in the world as God. So we're here to try to help remove that image. Please join us. If you want a world free from hate, free from all the evil that this world can mount up, then you want to help us remove this image out of the world, that false image of God out of the world. So there's nobody else on there, so I'm going to play some more music down here.
That's what
somebody.
I thought you wanted to get.
Yeah, turn it back on.
nation should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
That's the third time. That's the third. Come on, let me play again. Why you cut it off? I have to turn it back on. I know where I want to stop.
Listen to the message of concern.
We only bear witness, we testify there is no God but one Allah, who is the creator of this creation, who have created this creation and planted us here to learn and be tested, and then send us the best example on how to pass the test, and that's no other than Prophet Muhammad, one Christ Jesus said will come after him and lead us in all truth. And that is exactly what Prophet Muhammad did. So we thank you. We are the Block Talk Radio Station talking about the message of concern. And this message of concern is the root of all evil in the world. And that we are here trying to remove that image that have caused all the damage in the human life. So we are here to remind you there's nothing deserved to be worshipped besides one God, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophets to come. He brought the final message to humanity, to humanity that would save humanity. When he said that Allah have chosen him to be the last prophet. And we said to you, check him out. We can show you what Prophet Muhammad is buried. We can show you the books and things that he wrote to us. We can show you where he walked and where he found the revelation in the cave that he found the revelation in. And Allah bless him to receive the revelation in this cave. So we have the history of Prophet Muhammad. We can't find any other the other prophet. We know they exist in the books, but we don't know where they died, where they lived, what house they stayed in. But we can show you some of the houses that where the prophets lived and the streets he lived on and where he was born. So we here not to spout on that. We just want you to seek for yourself and you will find out that what we are saying is nothing but the truth. You can't tell me what Noah Ark landed. I know they said they got all kind of places that they can show you where Noah Ark landed, and they can't prove an ounce of it. So we are tonight to prove to you that what have happened in the world is this false image of God put in the world as God's only begotten Son, and now they say he's God. And we say one lie after another. So this Brock Talk radio station is here to delete the lies that hurt human beings, especially African Americans. All these lies that hurted us more than anybody and all the people in the world. Because the people who live and from benefiting that lie, they got skyscrapers, they got planes in the sky, they got trains on the track, they got ships in the ocean. And what we got? Nothing but bills. We got a car, but we better not put that car on the road unless we got some insurance on it, unless we got a tag on it. So who car is it? You got a house, don't pay the taxes on that house and see how long you live in that house. So what do we own? Everybody else got everything. Why they got it? Because they used us to get it. We funded for them, working for them for nothing. And now we got opportunity to work for ourselves, do for ourselves, and we reject it. And the reason we specialize in rejecting that, because the image of God had been given to us. So in our mind that God is a Caucasian man and the African American man ain't nothing. He's supposed to be you. He's supposed to be of you. Allah, the creator of all of us, said, that's a lie. He created all of us for one reason, that's to serve him. Then he said the best one who served him is the one who obeyed him the best. The people that enslaved us and told us all of lies. They weren't the best. They were the best liars, but the liars have an end, and the end ain't going to be of their liking. So we come in tonight with this Brock Talk radio station. We want to open this talk up with a prayer called El Fatah, means to open. First we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Humalaysa Eternal Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Lailameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omidim, Iyak, Kanabudiyak, Kanastaim. And then it's Sarato Mustakin. Sarato Ladina Antoli him. Glory Magdubi Alehim. Walatolin I mean. Welcome to the Brock Talk radio station. We want to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. And that's Assalamu Alaikum. And we want to wish you a Ramadan Mubarak, meaning a blessed Ramadan. And this is the time in the year that we are celebrating Ramadan. I am your co-host here, Brother Abdullah Akbar, from Decatur, Georgia. My wife is Diane Akbar. She's a co-host worker on here on Tuesday and Sunday, inshallah. And then we have Suja Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as also a co-host worker here on this show, and we thank him. And we also have Brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. Brother Muhammad will drop in and out. His wife getting better, and he will be joining us maybe tonight where he's with his wife. So alhamdulillah, wife back in his hometown and taking therapy. She's getting better. And we have the Ibrahim Abdullah coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, way back. He's the Imam in LaGrange, Georgia. And so these all brothers and sisters. Want to thank them. And this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad, coming out of Los Angeles, California. So we are blessed to have this show, and this show is designed to correct the evil in the world coming from that false image of God. How would the Bible say, would a man rob God? And it goes on to say they rob God of a whole people. And when you look at us, we have been robbed of all the love, all the knowledge, all the concern, all the ability to support each other, all the economic help that we can give each other. We have been robbed of that. And we are fought in every war they started to keep the people that are living good off our obedience to them. There we have fought in every war they fought, they started. The Civil War, World War II, and you name it, and ask in Saudi Arabia, wherever the war was, we would fight and told that we would fight to protect our country. What a crazy saying. How can we fight to be, how is somebody fighting to protect our country when our country showed that if you caught by yourself, it's possibility. If you said the wrong thing, the people that you pay to take and serve you will blow your head off, blow your back off. Also, who has been protecting us? It's been Almighty God, Allah, the creator of us. He is the one who has spared and protected us. Other help, we got in it, all praise is due to Allah. So we never had no army to protect our rights because it didn't. How can somebody take the right from us to vote if we was surely 100% American citizens? How can you take a citizen's right to vote, huh? How can you deny him the right to vote? And that's what they want to do. They want to lock down. They don't want us to vote. All they want us to do is keep the jailhouses filled up. Why? Because that image is running everything. That's false image of God, that Caucasian image, who ain't nothing but our brothers who've been tricked. They've been tricked. Satan have tricked them and made them think that they was white and pure and they was good and they was given this earth to rule by God himself, and they are the children of God, and Jesus is their brother. Jesus is their God. He's a Caucasian man, look just like them, and he's their savior. He have given us to the Caucasian people to misuse and abuse because we got a curse on us coming from Noah's son, Ham, laughing at his father being naked. So that made them qualify for us to carry their wood, carry their clothes, cook their food, cut their grass, and keep our mouths shut. This is what they done bought into. So they talking about making America great. America never been great with slavery. With all the weaponry she had made, she wasn't great. She was only great because she had us here, and Allah had been so merciful to her for having us here and protecting us and letting us live on this earth and not let them destroy us. God had been so merciful to them because if that was not true, when they stole something from us, when they poisoned our cows down in the South Georgia, God came along with a storm and tore their farmland up and picked their cows up and put them in another county. This is a fact. They don't even want to talk about that. So Allah said he loves us all when we do right. They cannot be and do fully right when they think they are better than you, when they think God is more with them because they stick together. They had to stick together and when they was living in Europe, they had to hunt together. So yeah, they are together and they have divided us up with a scheme. It wasn't for Will Lynch, we wouldn't be so divided. It was a psychological scheme that they put on us putting us against each other, then giving us a name that God never gave us, and that's the N word, giving us that word, called to call each other. And we are definitely still calling even our children and singing that song, calling each other by the name, calling the women B's and H's, and then they talk about that's the way it is. That's the way, and all they just want to sell music to our ignorant people that buy that music. It take a real blind, deaf, and dumb person to bring music in his house that do all that cursing, calling people niggas, when we've been trying to get away from that word ever since we got to America, calling us a name that we didn't like, that they chose for us, and we now our children singing that song, singing them words to us, and we act like it's all right. No, it's offensive, and we should make sure our people, our young people know that, that there ain't no music, that's garbage. That's a trash can. They're singing a trash can, a garbage can. That's not no music. Music make you feel good, act good, and try to live good and do right. When we were singing those songs, people didn't like them. The Caucasian people didn't like them. But when you hear that rap song, you know that Caucasian behind it or some evil force that want to keep us annihilated, keep us wishing we were somebody else. God ain't never said he made no nigga, and God ain't never said he made no white people. So we got to stop calling them white people. Get them the edge to think they're better than us, because when they read the Western, the word white means pure. The word black means evil and good, and absent of knowledge, absent of wisdom. That's what the word black means. Well, we are human beings. We are the best what God created. So that's why we're on the Black Talk radio station tonight, to clean up the mess that's been given to us. We are human beings. We thank Allah for Imam Wahid Shadeen Muhammad. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad praying for Majedi, praying for one who will come after him and revive the religion. And that's exactly what Imam Wahid Shadeen Muhammad did, revive the religion. His dad had started the religion off trying to get us into religion. He had to use the tricks of religion of the people before us, because Master Farag would look like one of us. His hair had been curled up or nappy, and his nose would have been broad. We want to follow Master Farag, Muhammad. They know that. They know we've been trained to hate everything light, and we want everything black to get back. That's the way they trained us. That's the way the high schools and the colleges trained us when we went to all African-American school. They had all kind of things in there to make you think, make you feel inferior. Told you couldn't be nothing but a shoe shine boy. You couldn't be nothing but a maid. For the Caucasian, you went to school to be a maid, to learn how to cook and clean up the Caucasian and what chemicals to use to clean up their kitchen. That's where we went to school. The boys went to school to build houses and to do the pipe work and do the yard work. That's what they trained us back way back there then. And then when they seen we were coming up, that's when they dropped dope in our neighborhood. That's when they dropped all these drugs. They said the CIA said it itself. They were the first one that brought drugs to our community. What? They said it themselves. All you got to do is Google them and ask them who was the first one to bought drugs in our neighborhood. The CIA went into the laboratory and got some guinea pigs, and they whipped that stuff up and get it to the guinea pig, and the guinea pig went crazy, and they said, take it to the blacks. Take it to the African-American neighborhood. And you can see our neighborhood messed up all across this country because they had planted crack in it. Huh? Nobody gonna love us until we love each other. Huh? And how can we trust people, and we read up on the history, what they did to us, especially African-American men. When you was born, the doctors started working on you right then and mistreating you right then. Huh? Putting that drummer in you right then. Huh? But you love him. And like Elijah said, we love those people because they gave us nothing. So we're here tonight to get rid of racism, for we can live together, and black life would never matter as long as we're killing each other. That's a joke. I'm gonna ask, black life matter. All life. I said all life matter. Huh? And life ain't going to matter unless we make it matter, unless we put some truth in it, put some love in it. How can we say we love our children and we send them off to every business that they make, and those business got all kind of filthy ideas of love a dog, call a dog your best friend, and our people done picked it up, and our people have more love for them, for a dog, than they have for their own children. That's a fact. Have more love for the dog live in the house with clothes on. They ain't got to work nowhere, eating good, and booking everything in the house, urinating in the house, and then get cleaned up. But soon as the baby pass away, they know how to put a finger over their nose, keep them smelling. But if a dog do that, they don't do nothing but clean it up and tell him don't do that. Talk to him like he's a child. Talking about, I love him. Eating at your table. Eating at the table. They Caucasians showing this, and this is what they producing. Everything they show, our people pick it up and start doing it. And you can't give you a solid reason why they're doing it. Even with the Bible says a dog ain't worth no more than the cockers of a dead lion. But they got them in their house, and they love them dogs to death. The dog ain't got to do nothing but look cute, and they kiss the dog, lick them all in the mouth, a nasty dog. He still clean himself with his tongue. Then he take and kiss that person in the mouth. So we here tonight to clear up this foolishness that we don't feel victim of. That's the way you are when you hate yourself. And you know we hate ourselves. We had a mother that worked hard, clean and flow, to get us in school and get us in college, get us a better position in the world. And what we do, how we show our appreciation to our mother, we go out and marry a Caucasian woman. Huh? We don't go out and marry a woman who ascribed like our mother. We go out and marry a Caucasian woman, a Caucasian man. So they ain't nothing wrong with that, but they ain't logical. They ain't rational. But where we are suffering and scuffle with each other, we go out and marry somebody of another ethnic group. That ain't racism. That ain't being smart at all. That shows you that you don't love what your mama was, what your father was. You don't love nobody really look like you. And that's why Dr. King had such a hard time, because he had a big broad nose, and he was dark-skinned, and people did not like him. The Caucasians didn't act like they didn't like him. So did the African-Americans, especially the preachers all around the world. Didn't none of them hardly support him. Didn't none of the preachers ever speak highly of Dr. King until he was dead. And when he was dead and the Caucasian talking about he was a hero, that's when these preachers come out talking about my hero is Dr. King. When Dr. King was alive, they stayed so far away from Dr. King as we were further than east from the west. They stayed away from Dr. King. So we've been trained not to love each other. So we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to get this thing out in the world. This truth is good for the whole world. So to remove all racial limits, because racism everywhere, that's what you see in Russia right now. Two brothers killing each other. Who put them against each other? The devil. Who is the devil? Any man and any woman that take on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and love lies. That is a devil, or a way the scripture report a devil is. He ain't some crawling animal on the ground to get you that living under the earth to get you when you're dead. Now, Elijah Muhammad said, that's a good devil to get you when you're dead. These devils right up here in the liquor stores, in the drug den, in the beauty shop. So you got to go buy some beauty. You got to spend all your money putting hair and weed and putting all kind of false nails on your head, and you become false yourself. Come so false you put three different colors of hair on your head and swear that you look good. I say your mirror's not working. The mirrors that you're looking in, they're not giving you the whole truth. If you can't see yourself good, if you could see yourself, you would be frightened of your real self, and you got all them different hair, earring coming out your jaw, coming out your tongue, you would be afraid to death. So we're going to bring others on. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. This is the Brown Talk Radio Station. Please, match one, come into the queue. Let's hear from you. Let you come on and share your information with this world, because we know we got a sick world, and we've been made by the help of Allah to be the doctor, to bring some kind of cure to this sick, ungodly world that we live in. They're taking our children. They're taking our children clean away from us. Why? Because we have no facility to invite them to go where they can enjoy themselves. So when they get in those facilities and all that music and all that so-called false fun, all them lies and all the wickedness going, they fall victim to that. Because they didn't see it at the house. They didn't see it at the home. They didn't see it at the masjid. But when they got there, they fell in love with evil. Satan know how to make evil seem fair. So anybody got anything they want to say and share with us tonight, we are ready. I see we got one of the co-host workers in the queue, and that's Brother Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Brother Sujah, you know how to cut the mic on. You can't cut your mic on? You having a problem? Huh? Normally you'd be gonna cut your mic on. You might be having problems. So let me see if you having problems. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Having a problem turning your mic on?
Could you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Do you have a problem turning your mic on?
No.
Okay,
no,
I know normally you turn it on time you come on. You wait a long time. Okay, then. Well, you on now, so you got it. I said, I'm going to let come. Turn it over to you.
Well, it's not. What I'm trying to do, I was kind of wait till Brother Muhammad come on. You know, I'm going to go after him.
That's smart, but he's not in queue. Yeah, he don't got to be a waiter too. He'll probably come on later. But don't worry. Okay, I'm doing all you got.
Okay. So we thank Allah and we praise Allah. And we're gonna say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and I also bear witness that there is only one creator, who exists alone, who has no partners, no shareholders. You know, he's alone. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give the believers, all the believers, the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There's only one creation and only one creator. You know, that's the rule. That's the law. Only one creator and one creation. You see? And Imam Wahdi Muhammad said that nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that's more important in religion than removing all racial images from worship. All racial images from worship. You know? And the Christian is not the first one that came up with the idea that God had a son. The Jew was the He came out with that concept. you know, that he's the son of God, the children of God, you know, and the Christian is they came in later, but their idea that they presented is real, is very obvious diabolical. Obvious diabolical, you know, the way they bringing it, you know. And you just can ask yourself, what would happen if you teach the Caucasian Christian American that the almighty invisible creator of the entire universe was a visible, dark-skinned, nappy-haired African-American man? And right away, your focus will get straight. If a Caucasian asked that, you ask a Caucasian that, what would happen if you teach the Caucasian Christian American that the almighty invisible creator of the entire universe was a visible, dark-skinned, nappy-haired African-American man? Their vision going to get straight. They're going to understand, because what's going on today is that we have an image up there as the son of God in Caucasian image, you know, and I mean, why should African American fans be afraid to expose a 400-year-old white supremacist lie, you know, that has severely crippled the thinking ability and the self-esteem of African American children by instilling a teaching in the African American child that say God lives on earth humanly inside the ethnic flesh of a Caucasian man? You know, the Bible is there. You got four the places in the Bible. King James Version. That states, they that make a graven image are all of them vanity. And they're a defectible thing, and they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. He may warn those also who say Allah has begotten a son. No knowledge have they of such a thing, nor has their father. It's a grievous thing that issued from their mouth as a sand. What they say is nothing but falsehood. That's the Quran, glorious Quran. Jesus is God's servant only. You know, he's nothing else. He's God's servant only. Alhamdulillah. What caused mental illnesses? Over 500 psychiatrists concluded that one of the main causes of mental illness is false worship. False worship. We are in the month of fasting right now, and it's called Ar-Ra'inyan. It said one of the gates, Ar-Ra'inyan, is one of the gates of paradise. It's where the people is observing Saum fast. Allah, messenger, peace and blessing be upon him, said, when the month of Ramadan began, the gate of paradise are open. Ar-Ra'inyan is one of the gates. The Lord of the throne, how is he above what they attribute to him? Allah cannot be questioned for his act, but they will be questioned for theirs. The Bible, King James Version, Romans 1st chapter 22nd through the 23rd, 25th, and 26th. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. and change the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever? Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The Quran, Yusuf Ali, Surah 21:22-24. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful. The Lord of the throne, high is he above what they attribute to him. Allah cannot be questioned for his act, but they would be questioned for theirs. If it is against the law of God to worship a graven image, wouldn't it also be against the law of God to worship a racial, identifiable human image of God? Think about that. Think about it. Holy Bible, King James, St. John, 5:30-31. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. That's what Jesus said. The glorious Quran, Yusuf Ali. Okay. Say, call upon other God whom you fancy besides God. They have no power, not the weight of an atom in the heavens or on earth. No sort of share have they therein, nor is any of them a helper to Allah. The Bible. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten images, an abomination unto the Lord. The work of the hands of the craftsman, and put it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. That's the Holy Bible, King James Version, Deuteronomy 27:15. The glorious Quran, the knowledge of the hour of judgment, he knows all. You know, they asked Jesus, when? When is the judgment? Jesus said, I don't know the day nor hour. That's what Jesus said. But God say, the knowledge of the hour of judgment, he knows all. The day that God will propound to them the question, where are the partners you attribute to me? They will say, we do assure thee not one of us can bear witness. Not one of us can bear witness. Somebody's wise. Okay. Submit your will to God only. You know, you give your will to God only. You don't give your will to a man, or give your will to Satan, to that which is wrong, you know, to wickedness, to deceit, to lies. You know, you don't give your will to that. Holy Quran, the Holy Bible, excuse me, King James Version, Leviticus 26:1, ye shall make you no idol, not graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord, your God. That's the Holy Bible. That's in Leviticus. The lowest command, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. Allah had promised to those among you who believe and work righteous deeds that he will of a surety grant them in the land inheritance of power, as he granted it to those before them, that he will establish in authority their religion, the one which he has chosen for them, and that he will charge their state after the fear in which they live to one of security and peace. They will worship me alone and not associate all with me. If any do reject faith after this, they are rebellious and wicked. Holy Quran. The light is on. The glorious Quran. It's 28:62-64. With the name of Allah, most gracious and most merciful. That day Allah will call to them, "Where are my partners, whom you imagine to be such?" It will be said to them, "Call upon your partners for help." And they will call upon them. They will not listen to them. How they will wish if only they had been open to guidance. They're going to be in the fire then. They're going to be in the fire. Save our society. We can save our society from the insanity of abnormal thinking, abnormal behavior. We first must be strong to stand for concepts we know that are true. Stand against concepts we know are lies. We know it's a lie to say that God got a son. We got to stand up against that. If we don't stand up against that, our society is going to be flooded with lies, and you're going to have people believing that the creator of the heaven and earth had a white son, Caucasian son. And don't tell me they don't believe that. You got many Christians, millions and millions of Christians believe that God had a son. Holy Bible. In King James, Romans, the first chapter, 21-24. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful. But he came vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. The glorious Quran, translation. Yusuf Ali Eleventh chapter, 17th verse. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. It is not for search as done God with Allah. to visit or maintain the mosque of Allah while they witness against their own soul to infidelity. The works of such bear no fruit. In fire shall they dwell. In fire shall they dwell. So we are asking you to join us as we call for the removal of all racial identifiable human image of God from worship. We asking you to step forward, stand up, and bear witness to the truth that there is only one creator, one God, you know. And we're asking you to let's come together, establish businesses in our community, and we come together and support those businesses. Let's do that. We're asking you, you know, before it's too late. And what I mean by too late, if any kind of war or anything breaks out, you don't have, if you got a refrigerator full of food, that's it. You ain't going to be able to go to the store and shop. Come on, brothers and sisters. I mean, we living in a dream world. We are not planning ahead. We're not looking ahead. Boy, it'd be a tough thing if you got children, you got families and things like that, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, and you run out of food. That's a hell of a thing, brothers and sisters. And see, things are shaking here in America. There's no certainty here in America. And we can't depend on the Constitution and all that other stuff. We can't depend. These people are shaking. They got people like Trump and Biden. It's confusing to people. They don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. You see, so we got to establish businesses. We got to have food put away. Don't you know these racist Caucasian peoples done stacked up guns, got all kind of weapons, all kind of bombs, all kind of things that would kill you, you know, because they are superstitious. They don't know the truth. Some of them do know the truth, and they are confused, you know. And they ain't going to have no problem killing another American. That's a so-called black American. They're not going to have no problem killing you. So we going to have to come together and establish businesses. So if anything do jump off, it'll be even Steven. It'll be even Steven. We have friends. We don't even speak to each other. You know, in many of these cities, you go, African Americans don't speak to each other. We look at each other as with a question in our mind. What this nigga thinking about? Looking at me. You know? So we got to show enough wake up, brothers and sisters. These we are in some serious time, and Allah is sending all the plagues and everything at us. So we can focus, you know. And these things is real. People are dying, you know. So let's come together. First of all. Seems like we can remove racial images out of worship. You don't have to worship nobody else image. You don't have to do that. That's against God. We want God help. If we get into a war, we want God help. But I just read you what God say that's a sin He don't forgive when you set up partners saying that there's another God. You're not going to have no help. You're going to be all alone. And these people are going to laugh at you, you know. The people are laughing at you right now. You know, you worship other folks' image. You let other people come in your community and establish business and don't live in the community and establish businesses and take your money out. You do that right today. You know that. All these different nationalities is coming into your community saying they so-and-so, so-and-so, and they setting up business in your community and treating you just like a stepchild. And you running back and forward, giving them your money. So we... The psychologist said one of the main causes of mental illnesses is false worship. So you're mentally ill. Why do I say you're mentally ill? Because you won't even set up business in your community where you can secure yourself if anything happens. You act like ain't nothing going on. Everything is okie dokie. So brothers and sisters, we keep on pleading to you. We keep on asking you, let's unite and let's stand up together. You know, you keep being quiet, you don't wanna say nothing. And I guess you think the more quieter you get, it gonna pass by. It don't happen like that, brothers and sisters. We're not spooky. So we came to you in peace. We're gonna leave in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I salam. Excellent talk. This talk that was just mentioned can help this sick world. You know, we know Allah tell us to save ourselves first, and then save our family. And then we know we would like to save everybody, especially a Muslim. You don't want to see nobody hurt. You don't want to see nobody lost in this world. But we know Allah pick and choose who He please, no matter what we say. You know, I've talked to my sisters and brothers and invited them to just come to the master. And they have came. Some of them have came, but just come to the funeral. They really like the way we do a janazah. They really like that. And they really like the savings that come from that. And they like the simple way we do things and vary. And some of them realize that is the most natural way of putting somebody back in the ground is the way we do it. So that's come from the blessing of Allah. But they don't like to admit themselves that what we believe, and I told them what we believe in one God. How can somebody not understand that? You got three gods, and I'm telling you about one God. And the people that got three gods is one who gave us three gods, is one who's been raining hell down on us. And they know it. Have fought division. They don't know what to trust. And that's on them. They don't know what to believe. That's on them because they don't see, like God said. God said, seek for understanding. And you keep seeking, you will find if you're sincere, and that's what religion means, sincerity. It means sincere. That's what it means to have a religion, to be sincere in that religion, or have that religion. Because Allah tells us whether we be Muslim, Jew, or Christian, the reward is with God. And I don't think none of us are going to get no reward. We holding up an image. None of us going to receive a reward from God. We got three images of a man, a so-called son, and a ghost as God. So none of us, we got that. That's pagan, according to scripture. And God said, don't do it. So the only thing we job is to do is to make the message clear. This is what the prophets were told to do. They can't say and force or make anybody come over, whether it be a relative or a personal friend. Only thing they can do is make the message clear, and Allah will do the rest. But that person out there want to be a Muslim. He has to want to accept the right way. And no force. If he said he got any doubt, like a Donald Thomas, he won't find his way into this religion. Because he should have doubted the religion that has more than one God. After God said, don't make no image of him. That should be been the foul. That should be what a person should be looking for. Somebody in a religion don't make no image of God. That's what they should be looking for. But they looking for what their mama brought, or their auntie, a stranger, you know. But that's the way it is. But the only thing you can do is keep living a good life and trying to be kind to them and hope one day that it will crack their mind that one God is better, because they see what the other things that bring homosexuality in. My family, a lot of them turn into homosexuality. One granddaughter sent word to me and tell me that she wasn't no more homosexual. She got a man. So, I'm doing a lot to that. But anyway, only thing we do is bring this message clear. And we got to support each other. And like, in the past, there's stories that our ancestors can tell about our neighbors staying 2 to 3 miles away. And we found out they were sick. We would cook and go there, clean the house up and do all that been taken away by Hollywood. Hollywood done made that obsolete, made that like it never existed. But we used to be them kind of people. We used to be, and when my father and bought a house on Prospect Place in northeast Atlanta, we had about 5, 6, 7 families. Five families staying in that one house. And now they bragging on that. Now they don't see how the Spanish people all could stay in one house. We did. And nobody walked on. Nobody stole from one another. We did it. They come here and they stay in 5 or 6 and stay in the house. They help pay for the house and they move out. Another move out. He get them out. Give them a truck. Give them a business. They move out. Because they got an aim and a purpose. They got an aim, something to aim for and a goal. And what we're lacking in, what's holding us down, we don't want to support each other. We're jealous and envy that we brought from the plantation, along with bad name for each other. We brought all that, along with want to hurt each other, we brought all that with us. That comes directly from the plantation. You know, you see Tango, Django. And Django shows where the Caucasian man made the two big bucks fight. And the one that win, he gave him a little alcohol, a little this and that, a woman. This is how we rewarded. But it should also show you where one of the slaves ran and tried to get away. He was tired of fighting and killing his brother. And what they did, they turned the dogs on him. Turned the dogs on him. These people, Elijah and Muhammad had them right at that time when the Quran came down. They were devils. But we loved them because they gave us nothing. We wouldn't say nothing bad. Then gave us a preacher to teach us to love them. He didn't preach to teach us to love our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. He didn't teach that. He taught us to love that image and any man, and then told us that the Caucasian people had a right to do what they did to us. Some preachers told us that. So these are the ugly things that we can reflect on. But they won't mean nothing. They won't mean nothing unless we come together and start spending our money with each other. I ain't talking about spending our money with our Arab brothers right now. If we have to, then we will. But don't spend it with the Caucasians. Why? Because he's been the most vicious people on us in the law. The law, like the lady, Miss Brown, when she was running for the Supreme Court, and they kept telling her how her record, what she did in this case. She told him, you told me to do that. I couldn't do nothing on my own, but I did what you told me to. I did what the lawmakers told me to do, and I did it. Huh? She told him. So, brother, some of us, we ain't got no principle. We ain't got no morals. All we want is a better day under the sun, giving some crumbs off some table just to survive in this evil world after God tells us not to do it. God said he is the one you depend on. He is your Lord. So worship him. To do all of that, to make those people happy, you have to really lower your standard that God wants you to have. You got to go to the lowest of the low. You have to say things about your people. You have to do things. I've seen all the African-American judges, football players. I examined all basketball players and you baseball players, boxers too. If you look at their behavior toward their own people, especially African-American people, most of our people never cared anything about us. Don't care who they call the greatest. Most of them. I ain't talking about Muhammad Ali. He showed his love. Michael Jackson, he showed his love until they took him to court and lied on him and said that he gave the children Jesus to. He gave the children wine. It had the Mexican, Spanish maid to tell that lie, give her all that money to lie on Mike, but the people did not believe that because most of the children, they said, some of them said, he never tried to touch you. He never said anything wrong to me. But he brought them on his land, had all kind of rides for them, had popcorn and everything they had, some of them never had before. And they lived in the city with Disney World. And he brought them there, African American car, and let them ride freely. Let them ride the train and see the animals freely. No other rich person in the history of America ever did as much as Michael did for the urban children around the neighborhood he lived in. No. You can name all the rich ones you can name. Some of them got billionaires, and still today they have never tried to top Michael. But brother, something wrong with us. We brag on people, don't care nothing about us. And somehow people go to school year long just to be agents to come back to hold us down. How can you do that? How can you train them, man? But they did train the Indian to track the Indian down when America was taking America from the Native American. They used their own people to track each other down. The American couldn't do it, so they had to use the Indian to track the Indian down. They used the African American to keep the African American down. And that's true what Suja said. As long as we see those people as white people, they always going to be above us in our mind. But we see them as human beings and see yourself as a human being, they become equal with you and they come unequal with you long as they don't have no morals. When you got morals and they ain't got no morals, they become unequal with you. They become a low down in their heart and their mind. So they're not equal with you. But we got to be able to show them that. We got to be able to stand up on that. And the best way to stand up on that is have businesses. Why we want to send our children to a public school? They're going to destroy it. Sit in school and come out of school with all kind of false idea about itself. That my hair ain't good, so I got to put all these plaits in my head, and I got to shave it and have it hanging down like the picture I see in the Church of Jesus. You know, they don't change Jesus. The picture of Jesus, he got brown eyes and black hair now. And they keep changing his feature. But they'll never say he come out of Africa. They're never going to say that. When you tell one of them that Jesus come out of Africa, you want to see some Caucasians bite their tongue. That the book say he had feet like burning brass. That means he looked more like me than he looked like you. So you worship somebody that looked like me. And now, and I know you know that. And you tell them that. They'll stop biting their tongue. Huh? Because they've been tricked. They've been trained and tricked to believe that they was better than you. Not because their skin was white, because their skin was a little lighter than yours. Most of the skins are red and pink anyway. That's why I say you'll never be able to show me a white man, because God didn't make them. And these ma'am said, well, all our skin color come out of the environment we come out of. And you ain't going to make no white. You make a real light skin, but as long as that skin get back in the darkness, it will get a tan. It will start darkening. But there's no white people. And I got white paint that I can get out of Home Depot and prove it. So we are here tonight to let us know that we got to go into business. We got to tell our children, if they go to school, to come back with a business. Come back with that, with a business, making money. The gold mine is not in somebody else's grocery store. The gold mine is not up in a mountain, in the runoff of the lake ocean. The gold mine is in a grocery store. It's in a factory. It's in a car dealership. That's the real gold mine that all you got to do is work. It's in the doctor's office. You got a doctor, you got a hospital, then you got a gold mine. They're going to keep supplying, giving you with money as long as you live, because somebody always going to get sick. somebody always dying. Or you get a gold mine in a car dealership, somebody always need a car. You get one in the grocery store, people always eat. So that was a gold mine, but they got us looking for a gold mine up in a mountain somewhere. Now the gold mine is in business, real estate, planes in the sky, ships out on the high sea, fishing for all kind of fish, all kind of red snapper and bluefish and trout and flounder and crabs and scrimps and all other seafood that people pay big money to eat, and whitey fish, huh? Whitey fish, oh, that's a gold mine. That was a gold mine for the Nation of Islam. The paper was a gold mine for Nation of Islam. Now they got, hey, ma'am, don't blame me, ma'am. No, we don't want to. We could have still been getting paper and selling the paper to our people. We could have had a job 8 hours, then took a couple of hours to sell paper. We could have made this community stronger and better and more farmer and more richer, but no, we do what the Quran tells us not to do. The Quran said, not equal those who sit at home and see no harm and those who go out and try to make this world that we live in a better world to live in. I'm sure that the Muslim Journal helped many Caucasian people because they love to read. And when they got their hands on a Muslim Journal, and I know we sold plenty of them to Caucasian people, and when they opened that up, they seen what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called them a devil. How can they argue with that? The way they have done us, that describe a devil. A devil is one who work you for nothing, don't want to pay you, mistreat you for nothing. A devil is one who goes against what God said do. God said don't make no image. They done made a image. And we know false religion is the worst form of oppression. Don't get no worse than that. False religion, holding God up as a man, and a man that look like them. So they have benefit from that. They got their good in this world, but they are no good they can get that would be promised to them in the next world. Because whatever they do in this world, it determines what God put them in the next world. And everybody come here to live and die. Nobody leave this earth. They're going to leave this world alive. We all die and go back to the one who gave us his life, who trusts us with his life. We go back to the one creator whose proper name is Allah. So you're here tonight on this Bible Talk radio station trying to bring some clarity for all the lies we have received and who can change and bring clarity more than the one who have lived under the lie, who have survived the lie, who have survived the scheme of Satan. And so much that Almighty God have trusted us with this great book called Al-Quran. And nobody in America, when we are that person who carrying this Bible, nobody in America can compete with what Allah has blessed us with, and that is Al-Quran. Allah says in his precious book, and we know this Ramadan, we read this book, a third of this book every day, but we can be familiar with what Almighty God wants us to have. And who do we owe credit to that? Almighty God Allah and Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. May God peace and blessing be upon him and all his companions and all his relatives and friends and all the people that follow and live and work with this great prophet Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. We thank Allah for him. He had this book called, one of the surahs of this book, Surah 2. It's like the opening of the book, Surah 2, called Al-Baqarah, the Heifer. Allah says in this book to us, to the believer, the true believer, to all the believers. He said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alameen. This is the book. In it is guided sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayers, spit out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation. We believe in the Bible. We believe in the Torah. And says, sent to thee and sent before thy time, is that in their hearts have the surety of the hereafter. They are the only true guardian. They are only true guided from thy Lord. And here it is, thee who will prosper. And for those who reject faith, it's the same to them whether thou warn them or do not warn them. They will not believe. Allah has set a seal over their heart and over their hearing. And on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. So surely Allah, the Lord of all the world, surely Allah has spoke the truth to us. He said, Allah said, they are the only true guardians from thy Lord. And it is these who will prosper. Those old people, they got all them skyscrapers, got all them wealth, got all them boats and ships. Got all them women, got all them dogs, they got all everything they need. They don't need nothing. They got money to buy anything. They heart to desire. In their heart is disease and not in this religion. And Allah gonna increase that disease. And Allah say he'll put a seal over their hearing. I mean, they can't hear nothing you say of good. They done made their mind up what they got. They got it because they deserve it. They got it because they don't believe like the fools believe. They believe we are fools. They don't believe like us. So they believe what they got is we're going to sustain them. So they ain't worrying about what's going to happen. Allah says they have set a seal over their hearts and over their hearing. And on their eyes is a veil, great is the penalty they incur. So Allah knows best. So Allah told us that he is the absolute. He is the all-knowing, all-wise. There ain't nothing greater than Allah. Huh? But this world is out to make you think that there's something greater than the creator of this creation. Satan has to lie. He has to throw some deceit out there. He has to do all of that to keep the world under his control. And when you look at all the court system in America, they're under the control of Satan himself. Satan, Imam says, Satan always go to the top. He worked from the top on down. He don't stay on the bottom. Go to the top. That's what he can do. Most of the damage, most of the manipulation, spread most of the lies. He go to the top. So we thank Allah for this precious book that we are reading this month called the month of Ramadan and the night of power when this book come down to us. from the Lord of all the world and to Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who shared it with us after he received our love. And we have this book. We know what Prophet Muhammad buried. We don't know what Abraham buried. Oh, we know what Abraham's footsteps at. We know where they're at in Mecca. We know that the house that Abraham built, him and Ishmael, we know where they're at. We know where the first house was built for all humanity to worship and come to the house. But because people don't believe in that house, they're not welcome to the house. God wants the only the people that he called and he welcomed to that house. And he make a way for you to get to that house. He made a way for me and my wife to get there to the house, that Kaaba. And that's the direction and what we prayed. The old Quran calls it the secret mosque. And we don't want it to be a secret. We want it to be sacred. We want everybody to go there and see the amazing power and what Allah has, bringing millions of people together to do rituals that make sense. Stoning the devil, going around the Kaaba 7 times, 7 mean completion. All this is coming about because Allah wants to know that. And making prayers and dua and asking God to bless us to be a better human being, better this year than we were last year. That's what this fast come to do, to purify us, to make us a better person again and again. So I thank Allah for this Bob Talk radio station. I thank it from Al-Quran. And that's why we read this book. So y'all read the Bible, and he gave you some good verses from the Bible will make a blind man want to see the truth, will make an ignorant man want to hear more of the truth. Because Jesus said himself, know he the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is what Christ Jesus said. And this make most sense. They ask you and they swear you in on the Bible and then tell you, you're going to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God, and you say, yeah. Why you do that? Because you were sworn in on the Bible and you said you're going to tell the truth. So help you God. And you get up there and lie. So some people don't mean what they say, don't say what they mean. And the people, of course, know that. That's why you got a lawyer and you got somebody in there who's called himself a prosecutor. He is the one to see that you get evicted. He is the one who see you lose something or go to prison. That's his job. He get paid. You pay him to send you to jail. You pay him. You got to pay a lawyer. Try to get a good lawyer to pay you not to go to jail. And these people are made their mind up on the golf course on what time they go, how much time they gonna give you. They already done that. They did OJ like that. The court found them guilty. They brought them to. They brought him to another court and took his body and tried to take everything he got. Then they set him up. He set himself up when he said, nobody leave this room. In other words, charge him with kidnapping the people because he said nobody's going to leave this room. He didn't put no gun out and nothing. But they charged him with kidnapping. Because the language he used, huh? And then the Imam tell us the words make us and shape us and form the world we live in. And we're a product of the word. And they know that. And they know the language better than anybody. They study the language, and they control this country with language. They control us with language, white man, black man. How about human being, what God said we are? Why don't they use that language? They don't want to use that language. They don't want to call you a human being. Because that when you call them a human being, and then you got to act them what they are. And they have been human beings. They will love human beings. They will treat every human being right. But they have failed in that department because they on TV and everywhere else talking about a dog is their best friend, not their mama, not the African American, not all Caucasian or all Jews or Spanish people. They say a dog, not a human being. So this is the language they use. So we have to change the language. We're here to make the world a better world to live in. And we have no choice. Because the only way we can go is up. We've been as down as far as we can go. We've been shackled, worked 300-some years without any pay. 400 years. Then we subject to the courts, and they're robbing us. Still doing that. We number one and paying all the speeding tickets, parking tickets, improper turn tickets, lane change tickets. We number one in paying all them tickets. Huh? So the court, we don't be a courthouse with the money we gave them. So we are trying to straighten this mess out. And then soon we try to straighten this out, here they come with some more lies. There's some more deception. They're coming at our children. And they're getting them. And we'll let them. We don't have nowhere to take our children, but they can have some fun. Nowhere. We take our children to Chuck E. Cheese, to play the game, to have fun in their established business. The same people that brought us here. The same people that work us, the same people that take us to court and rob us of our money, we go to their business and spend our money talking about we having a birthday party. Our children go to their skating ring. And their skating ring, they calling our children or people that look like us everything, even sometimes they calling us a dog, calling the women B's and H's. And they skating by that filthy music, filthy lyrics. They know music. That's a trash can coming into their ear. Skating round the track. And that filthy music is blasting. Huh? Calling the women B's and H's. Calling the men the N-word.
Same thing.
Huh? Low rating up. And we going to their stand, and they're talking about we had a good time that night. Everybody got drunk. Everybody smoking reefer. And everybody doing what everybody else doing. And now our children get caught up, and now they want to shame your child. Oh, you're a Muslim. You ain't supposed to be doing that. And our child said, I'm grown. I do what I want to do. And they say, you know, they hooked on them drugs. Huh? Our children. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. They know how you raised them. It don't mean nothing once they get that reefer in them, that Johnny Walker Red or that Budweiser in there. They don't want to hear nothing. Then tell you, you don't tell them what to do. This is my life. Where they get that from? This is my life. I do whatever I want. Where they get that from? They get it from the Quran? They get it out your house. They got out of somebody at the house because you had nowhere to send them where they couldn't get hold to stuff like that. So you let them go. And they ran into Satan himself, smiling, laughing, talking about having fun. Huh? He ran into Satan. And now your son don't want to speak to you. Or he go to jail, he don't want to call. He call you and he remind you that you ain't no better than him once he go to jail. You ain't no better than him. Your phony call you a phony because you pray 5 times a day. Your son, your daughter. Allah said, Prophet Muhammad said, never did our people lead the deen until they fell into the wrong environment. That's to tell you, if you're not controlling your environment, your children go into an environment that you're not controlling, those people that controlling that environment going to get your child, the most precious thing that God done gave you. And they say, you know, you don't even know your son or your daughter. They somebody that you never know grows up in your house. You can't want, you be wondering, where did they come from? Why did he get like that? He got like that because you trust him with this world. That's why we losing our children. And these people got the best trap you can find for our children. So let's wake up. Let's smell the coffee. Let's see clearly, like on a clear day. And that's what the Quran come to give you, a clear vision of this world. And the world you're supposed to stay away from, clear vision. So anyone wants to say anything, want to speak, give a comment, they can come on and speak. We see we didn't have a lot of people tonight, and we know this is the month of Ramadan, people fasting. But we will be here, inshallah, and we will have somebody here. Because this is just as important as Ramadan. Ramadan will come around next year, and it's never going to stop coming. Right. So all praises are due to Allah. Your fasting is from Allah. And all good things come from Allah, even Ramadan. So we thank Allah for this blessed month that we get a chance to rebuild ourselves. We get a chance to get that spirit back that we might have lost over the 11 months that we just come through. Now we come to rebuild that spirit so we can keep going forward. This is a blessing from Allah to keep seeing ourselves, to keep working on ourselves and never drop our guard. And somebody said, and makes sense to me, never prepare for war when war get here. You prepare for war before war get here. You prepare to have food when there's no food. You prepare for that. That Imam Elijah Muhammad used to tell us, always prepare for food and always prepare for the whatever going to happen in this world. Something always happens. I'm going to bring my brother Sujah back. He don't come back and the father done broke his fast. I'm going to go break mine. Didn't bring no water with me and I couldn't stop talking. So I'm going to bring Sujah up. Let him complete this. As-salamu alaykum, brother Sujah.
Well, I ain't going to ask the lamb. I got it, man.
Okay, you got it. I'm going to give me some water.
Alhamdulillah. Give me a piece of bread. And then, okay, thanks. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. Our talk is to testify and bear witness that God is one, one creator, one creation. We gonna constantly repeat that. One creator, one creation. And there's nothing in between. There's nothing different. You know, anytime you bring up something that is not real, you know, that we can't bear witness to it in the creation. See, the creation is that which bear witness to the creator. we can't see the Creator. We can't comprehend the Creator. What I mean by comprehend it, we can't identify Him in our knowledge. There's no knowledge, you know, that you can get that will make you see the Creator. You see, everything else, you can identify it. You can know what it is. And knowledge means to know. You got that spell in it. The first word is K-N-O-W. Knowledge is to know, you know. And to know means that it's a word. And a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. I know that this here is a chair I'm sitting on. I know my feet is on the floor. I know that this is a plate with food in it. See, that's knowledge. That's knowledge. You see, and if you know these different things, then it'll bring a picture to your mind. Well, I said, chair, you've seen a chair. You should have been able to visualize a chair. You know, when I said flow, you should be able to visualize a flow. You see, it's not only knowledge, but it also brings a picture to your mind, and you can see it. You see, but there's nothing in creation that you can know that would describe God. Because when I say God, you don't see nothing, because there's no knowledge. All this creation, everything in creation, you can call out by name, and it never would describe the Creator. It never would give you a picture of the Creator. And the reason for that the Creator is no knowledge that's in creation. The Creator, it can't be described by nothing in creation. You know, I can describe a bird or a tree. I can describe those things. And when I talk about them, he makes air. When I say air, some kind of picture comes through your mind. I said, water, you can see the water. But there's no way that I can describe the Creator, because he's not like nothing in creation. There's nothing in creation I can name that would make you visualize or make you see the Creator. That's when you got those two different things that exist, Creator and creation. Creator and creation. They act alone. You see, the creation is totally dependent. The creation is dependent. The Creator is independent. The Creator was here before creation. The creation didn't exist. But the Creator was here. He was present. God saying in the Quran, the only thing he had to say, be, and it'll come into existence. Adam came into existence. The land, the beasts, the water, everything came into existence. All he had to say, be, and it is. Powerful Creator. Powerful Creator. And we trying to make him into a creation. We trying to, and that's what you did to him. When you made him into a creation, you killed him. But the real Creator, you can't kill him, because you can't even grasp him in your knowledge, in your understanding. You can't grasp the Creator. You see. So let's use our reasoning. you know. And first of all, let's give respect to that Creator. You know, don't try to make nothing like that Creator. Why do you need a Creator? Why do you need another Creator? You think about that. And this Creator, he's the one is that gives everything. He feeds everything. He created their nature. He created our nature. Things that we got to do. That we can't get around. We can't get around it. Everybody in creation is going to die. We got to die. The Creator is the one that established life and death. And he controls life and death. The Quran says that if you use all the ocean, lakes, and rivers as ink, and all the trees as pen, said before you can write down the knowledge of God, you would exhaust them over and over and over again. That's the Creator. That's the one that we so foreign with. That's the one that we are saying is nothing like him. That's an insult to say that a man is the Creator, or that you killed the Creator, that the Creator died and he rose again. That's an insult. So we thank you. We pray that God bless you with something that we said. We're going to close them in prayer. We open up in prayer, and we're going to close up in prayer. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, the master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, none of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Amen. Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, Allahu Akbar. Thank you.
Allah. Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
So, I mean, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're going to jump into this food.
Thank you, Brother Amin. We see you on here. So be safe. You want to say anything, Brother Amin, before we close out? Brother Amin? He ain't showing. Want to say anything, Brother Amin?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
What do you got to say?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, all praise be to Allah. Good, good. So we back on the message of concern. I'm here at the post office. I had a good talk with my daughter. I got a daughter who is a public defender with San Diego County. And she always wanted, you know, she's a good girl. We used to play chess. She was a chess champion when she was 5, 6 years old. Chess.
Mm-hmm.
I should take her out there. Out to some of them nice areas out there, and she used to get a blues to the little Caucasians and Jews out there, bro. she used to be knocking them off playing chess. She's a good lady too. So praise be to Allah. So yeah, I'm still on it, and we're still thinking of how we're gonna organize this school. We gotta do it. We gotta do it. And but pardon.
My wife's the house.
Is school coming? Yeah. We what we want to do, we want to target it after Ramadan. And I need to talk to the leadership. We haven't got a new leader yet. So, so it's coming along, at least in thought. You know, so we should be able to reach out to the children in these public schools, elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, and invite them to the masjid. So I have to work with other people, so I'm gonna stay close to Brother Hati Jr. So, you know, that's about all I got to report right now. But keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. Please keep us in your prayers.
I said, Assalamu alaikum, brother.
How's Ramadan coming? How's Ramadan down there? Don't do that.
Good, good, good. All praise be to Allah. Yes, it's moving right along. I was out here earlier, and I got a visit from Brother Rashad. He came and stayed with me for an hour or two, and while I was selling it. So all praise be to Allah. It's coming along. You know, it's a beautiful thing what Allah has done for us. It's a beautiful thing what Allah has done for us. He gave us this religion, you know?
Yes, sir. Okay, then we're going to break our fast and get ready to our show, and we'll be calling you. Thank you, Brother Amin.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. You're welcome, brother.